your favorite band. Left when we saw they were bone and skin and 7-7. And I wanted to be something like you and nothing like them. What you wanted, I never knew. It was a mess, but so are you. Should have guessed it was gonna fall.
asshole. All right, this is it. Well, some people try to pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called.
My wife is dead, I'm afraid of wax, I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG, woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man, I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Write in!
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, wow. What were those two tracks you just played, Faust?
We had some really cool tracks to start us off. Previously, we had Pablo Picasso by The Modern Lovers, a very cool proto-punk band from Boston. They're local.
No way. I thought they definitely sounded New York-based. But
yeah, right? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Very cool song about Pablo Picasso and his amazing art in his life.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Art Smock.
By whom?
By my favorite band, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
Now, a smock is referring to the overalls worn while doing painting.
Is that what it is?
Is that, I'm asking you.
No.
I thought it was your favorite band, Faust.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Well,
anyways, folks,
given those two songs, I think I'm starting to detect a little theme we've got going
here.
Do I detect a little theme we've got here?
They were just random songs. What are you talking about?
Hey, Bagel, what do you think the theme is this week?
Well, based on, you know, what we've just heard, I would say the theme would be smocks.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
It was definitely an overall-based show, right? We're not doing overalls this week?
Guys, the theme today is art.
Art. Ooh.
Art.
Art. Very cool. Anyways, folks, this is the self-help half hour. You're listening to DJ Faust, DJ CTP. Of course, we got intern Bags in the house, too. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. You know what it is. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. Jack is missing.
He's still gone. Man, this investigative journalism piece better be like 20 minutes long by the time he comes back.
Yeah.
The 4 weeks of 3-minute segments I expect from him plus interest.
I'm sure he's just out there getting as much B-roll as he can.
He's getting room tone galore and sounds of the city. I want a nice little ambient mixtape of all the different places he traveled to on our coin.
Right. Honestly. Bagel, you actually were sent to go find Jack.
Yes.
How did that go?
I had a great adventure, guys. Thanks for not paying for any of it. I traveled through, you know, valleys over mountains, walked on water, and still never found him. There were a couple times when I thought I found a glimpse or an image of him in the distance, and I ran over, and it was just my pure imagination. So.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Where were you looking for him?
Oh, you know, the Tufts, Medford, Somerville area.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
okay. So. He wasn't there?
No.
Huh.
You wouldn't expect him to get more than a mile away, but I guess we're going to have to extend our search.
Right.
Right.
We've blown through like 6 different interns, and I don't think any of them have made it a mile outside of the campus. So
no, yeah. They're,
we're really
yeah.
going to have to,
yeah.
I don't know, like subsidize some kind of like camping pack or something. Or
who's that?
Just feed them a lot of milk. The bones seem brittle.
Who's that like robber that
the like, Hamburglar
jumped out of the other one? He jumped out of like a plane into and like parachuted into the woods.
Oh, that something D something
yeah,
something.
Yeah, D. Yeah, are you, definitely.
There was a D in there.
I think it was like a D initial.
There was two initials. Yeah. The first beginning.
DB.
DB.
Oh, those are my initials.
DB. Oh, we're talking about Daniel Bagel.
Oh, we always get that mixed up.
Right. Anyways, I was going to say yeah. Jack is the new DB. But obviously what I said doesn't make sense. Hey, do we have a PSA for today?
We do. Well, since you were telling me that the theme was art, I thought we would do an art-themed PSA.
Oh, great.
Oh, good Lord.
So this PSA is called the Tufts University Art Gallery.
Well, that's the name of the PSA.
I guess that's not the name of the PSA. That's just what it says at the top of this page.
Got it.
So I'll just read it. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Ave on Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call in at 617-627-3518.
Very cool.
Hey, Bagel. Have you ever been in the Tufts University Art Gallery before?
I have.
What's your favorite performance they've put on?
Well, I don't understand art, but my favorite was when the tour guide showed us all of it.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Have you ever had a piece or work featured in the Tufts University Art Gallery, Bagel?
No.
No?
No, have you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
haven't.
I have a lot of things with skulls.
Oh.
I mainly work in skull-based ornaments.
Mm.
It's a metaphor for, you know, the climate.
Right.
Right. It's very cold.
Because the earth is round.
Yeah. And it's got, you know, it's dying.
Oh, right. That's true. Hey, should we do another track?
I'd love that. What's on?
This is my favorite track about art.
So is it safe to say we've got an art theme playlist this week?
We do have an art theme playlist this
week. Perfect.
Yep.
Anyone who's listening in can obviously then look it up online at the WMFO website, just clicking on our name, and see what we're playing and see what we're adding to the playlist 100%. As we go along.
And then you can add them to an awesome Spotify playlist that's curated by yours truly.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
You can also follow me on Spotify at Daniel Bagel.
And here we go with our next track.
Sorry.
Here's the next one. This is She's a Buddhist, I'm a Cubist by Lush Life. Very cool rapper from, I'm not sure. All right.
Loving the breeze, please don't ever let this thing burn deep. I'm sitting in the road to write and never sleep. center. With triple sixes on my shirt like I'm the town center. Yeah, these motherfuckers wanna pay me like a breadwinner, but your nigga broke, I'm blowing money on them TV dinners. Guess I got dreams of them seven figures and these model Bedford Avenue bitches with them colorful switches. Plenty visions of the foreign lands with all my niggas on the coast and Nice enjoying the foreign sands. Parisian models and broken bottles, cocaine by the kilos, Italian grottos. Smoke weed till my eyes can't see the sorrow. Live fast, die young like it's no tomorrow. But on the rail, I'm just a knucklehead from the Bluff City. That's why these knuckleheads fuck with me. Quartz watch 95 on the turnpike, and we never stop until we living in the lush life.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
So much fun. That was...
That was Lush Life.
I'm a Buddhist, she's a Cubist.
She's a Buddhist, I'm a Cubist, oh, obviously.
No wonder it just wasn't working for me.
Right. Anyways, very cool song by Lush Life featuring Cities of Eve. Hey, anyways, how are we doing, guys?
We're doing good. Hey, I feel like I'm kind of ready to jump into the bulk of our week.
Whoa. Are we ready for that step?
I think we are.
All right, let's do it. Let me get the theme song up again, okay?
My wife is dead. I'm afraid of wax. I can't climb spiral stairs. I ate a pound of MSG. Woke up in Davis Square. My dog killed a full-grown man. I don't know who to call. The self-help half hour, we will answer all. The self-help half hour, we won't accept your calls. Ryan!
You know what time it is.
Life hacks!
Life hacks!
It's life hacks time.
Life hacks.
It's time for some life hacks, fellas.
The theme of life hacks, the theme of the show this week is art.
Right.
So what spin on art have you done for life hacks this week, fellas?
Well, this week, obviously, when I say art, what do you think?
Food.
Bagel.
Music.
When I think art gallery. Mine makes a little more sense. Anyway, so this week we're going to have, what is it? Four... really awesome art gallery hacks. But first, we of course, we have to announce our Hack at Home Challenge winner. Remember, the challenge was to create a wine.
Oh, yes,
from
it was.
Not grape.
Boy, did we have some tasty wines this week.
We had some awesome wines. Bagel, which one was your favorite?
Even I got to try one.
Yeah, what was your favorite wine?
My favorite wine was the wine made out of pistachio grits.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah. Delicious, kind of grainy.
Thanks, Geneva.
Thanks, Geneva from Geneva.
Right.
We had Morris from Des Moines. Made meat wine. Lots of umami there.
Very cool. That had a very deep, rich flavor.
Yeah, awesome.
You could really taste the fat.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of collagen in that bad boy.
Vikram from Richmond, your wine made from nails. It was a little hard to get down, but nice effort anyways. This week's winner is obviously, I think we all know who it is.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's Naoko from Kobe. Mm-hmm. Naoko, we absolutely love the wine you made from episodes of the Self-Help Half Hour. Very cool. This full-bodied wine opened with notes of oak and life hacks and closed with notes of elderflower and letter from a fan with a strong I thought the world of you aftertaste.
It really started quite sweet and upbeat, and it's incredible how quickly it turned bitter.
That's true.
And although it was almost immediately forgettable,
right?
It really, you know, it plucked on the heartstrings, and
amazing.
For that we thought it was incredible.
It's amazing how she was able to get all these kind of metaphysical aspects and flavors into a wine. You know,
she kind of got like my earthiness,
yeah,
and your like your kind of bounciness, the lightness,
yeah,
and the airiness of your voice,
and Bagel's then, forgetfulness. Mm-hmm.
She kind of got Bagel's like kind of coffee grounds in there.
Yeah,
it was honestly,
it was incredible.
It was a snapshot of of our time working here,
right?
And for that, we loved it.
Thank you, Naoko. Of course, All of our Hack at Home Challenge winners get awesome prizes. Bagel, what is this week's prize?
This week's prize was, as our listeners know, I just went on an adventure looking for our intern, J-Val. And along my travels, I found lots of different leaves and lots of different sticks.
Yes.
And I was able to assemble them into a homemade tree that I made at home.
Okay.
So this week's Hack at Home prize will be this tree that I built.
Awesome. Wow, Nalco, you're in for a treat. You're getting a tree.
You're getting a tree, a homemade tree at that. It's like a normal tree, but it's covered in duct tape. And we've signed it.
Good stuff. Anyways, cool.
Here's the thing. Too many people, they think a tree is an outside decoration.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And they think the only time they're supposed to have an indoor tree is during Christmas or Bonsai Week.
Right. Mm.
But really, now we're bringing the message to everybody that a tree, an indoor tree, can be a year-round thing.
There you go. It's good stuff.
As long as you don't expect it to stand up or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
It's horribly misshapen.
Well, thanks, Bagel, for that. Awesome.
Of course.
Let's get into some art gallery hacks. Number one, if you're feeling hungry when you're downtown, why not pop into an art gallery for a snack of wine and cheese? That's a good one.
Mm.
Number two, here's a hack for all you penny pinchers. Obtain a PhD in education. Raise capital and found your own university. Formulate a mission statement. Develop an interdisciplinary curriculum that encourages creativity and critical thinking, and hire staff. Enroll in a post-bac program at your own university. Viola! Student discounts at any art gallery.
Oh.
Bam! You're going to save so much money.
That's awesome.
You're going to get like 50% off discounts. Okay, number three. Enjoying an art gallery while resisting the urge to Instagram a photo of yourself in front of a colorful and quirky modern art piece is nearly impossible.
Hmm.
Believe
the amount of pictures I've taken of that thing at the MFA, which is just the writing, and some of it is crossed out.
Yeah,
right.
I have, I'm going to say, close to 50 pictures of that on my Instagram.
You can't be in there and not take a photo.
Yeah,
it's physically almost impossible, unless you hack. What do we always say, boys?
Where there is a hack, there is a way.
Where there is a hack, there is a way.
Or rather, where there's a way, there's a hack.
Yeah. When you hack, you win.
Try this hack, everyone. This is crazy because this is you hacking yourself. Head to the gallery in your absolute worst outfit. Think about it.
Yeah.
You're hacking yourself. Try pairing the baggy jeans you wore in 2009 with one of those sarcastic t-shirts from Walmart. Maybe rock a fedora and your older brother's Vibram Five Fingers. Or head to the gallery in Star Wars cosplay. It's a double whammy. The art people at the gallery will think you're super counterculture. And in that outfit, there's absolutely no way you'll post a selfie of for your normcore friends to see.
Mm.
Impossible. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Enjoy browsing uninterrupted and just enjoy the art.
I think that's a good tip. That's a hack that kind of plays out into real life.
Yes.
Into outside of the art world life.
Right.
Because so often I say, I want to not participate in social media today.
Right.
And it's so hard to do that, which is why I actively, I'll just be like, okay, I'm not going to do my laundry or shower for a week.
Right.
And take this week to myself. And now there won't be an expectation to be in social media.
That's so true.
And people won't snap pictures of me.
Everyone thinks, you know, hacks are just little things you do to, you know, with your Tupperware in your kitchen, with a fork and knife. But really, you know, the thing we have to hack most is ourselves, you know?
You have to hack yourself before you can hack the world, I often say.
You say that a lot.
Yeah.
You have that tattooed.
Right.
Cool. Anyways.
In my house, thou shalt hack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's wisdom right there, folks.
If you want to learn more about Brett's tattoo hacks, find out how I got that tattooed across my chest with a traffic cone and a syringe.
You can find out on our Instagram,
mm-hmm.
which is, as you guys know, self at self. Number four. First timers at an art gallery may feel a little overwhelmed. Luckily, DJ CTP are art connoisseurs. We are regulars at the Medford Gallery of Modern Art and even collaborated with famed Medford artist Ham Tamarind on the 2016 interactive digital radio installation piece, A Coy Glance at Radio. Ham Tamarind.
Oh, man.
The work of Ham Tamarind.
Us and Ham Tamarind go way back.
We went to art school together. We went to Emerson. We offer you to you some hacks to make yourself seem cool at art gallery. Here are some cool and totally low-key phrases to say.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Say these things at art gallery. Grand. Simply grand.
Mm-hmm. I use that a lot outside of art 100%. Galleries, just so people are aware I go to art galleries.
Right, exactly. Number two, it reminds me of softness.
Mm.
Yep. You ever say that in an art gallery bagel? Number three, I heard that for each hour that artist toiled, he wept for three. That's crazy.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
It's good because you don't have to say anything directly about the painting.
Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah.
If it's just like a body pillow covered in glitter and tears, and you don't exactly sure what you're supposed to be saying, you're just like, a lot of toiling, a lot of weeping.
Yeah, even more weeping than toiling. Number four, Jason! I'm counting to three, Jason!
Why would you say that in an art gallery?
Huh? So you can seem cool and low-key for art folks.
But in what context would you be saying that?
When you're looking at like a painting or something.
Oh.
Number five.
It also works if your kid Jason is just really getting out of hand.
Oh, right. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Well, there's a dual use for that one.
Right. A lot of, yeah. Number five, sculpt hard, sculpt loud, sculpt every day. All right. Here we go. Number five. Thanks. That's a good one. Sculpt loud.
It's
how
like
do you
that
do that?
Eat, sleep, rave, repeat, isn't it? But for the
sculpt
art crowd.
Art dollars.
Here's our Hack at Home challenge. While the self-help half hour is certainly an award-winning radio show, we know it's that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's also considered by many to be a performance art piece. We see our lives, really, our entire lives, as kind of this performance art piece,
mm-hmm.
this installation.
And so does the government, in a way.
Right.
Given, I mean, that's why we don't pay tax or any of our interns.
Right.
That's why so many people are allowed to die doing this job.
Right, because it's all part of
no
the narrative.
No, it looks to them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty, it's a very dangerous performance art
you
piece.
You know what? Yeah. The best art is dangerous, is what I think Da Vinci said.
Mm-hmm.
Before he invented that flying machine that didn't work.
Yeah, before he also invented the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did do that. Yep. Anyway, so this week's Hack at Home challenge is to create your own performance art piece based on the lives of CTP and the Faust.
Didn't we have something like this a bit before?
We had, that was a claymation.
Oh, a claymation.
This, I want to see submissions that are a little bit more out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, send us videos, yeah. YouTube clips.
I want to see just like a empty room. Mm. You know, footage of an empty room.
Mm. We will infer the meaning.
We
don't want any notes or anything. Obviously, yeah. You get extra points if we get to see the performance in person.
Right.
Because that's kind of the whole point of performance art.
100%.
I don't want to see something slowed down with like orchestral music over the top as like some woman like touches every sheet in her house
because
she doesn't like her father.
Yeah.
I don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I want something live in front of me.
Exactly. Anyways, folks, that was the life hack section. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you continue to hack away. We're always impressed by the creativity of our thousands of viewers. Colin, do we have a caller? over the course of the last few minutes,
yes,
calling in for our poetry lightning round.
We actually did have a caller. It was Crinslow Heffenplatz called
in.
Yeah, from Bermuda Falls.
Okay.
And Crinslow gave us our first word of the week.
Okay.
Dire canvas.
Dire canvas.
No, dio canvas. It's a mixture canvas between a diorama and a canvas. Bagel, it's the new thing. It's taking over the art world.
Come on.
I'm so sorry,
come on,
guys.
Bagel.
This is the new medium.
Anyways, to our viewers at home, Crinslow called in with a word. That word is dio canvas. And what we do is we have our intern Bagel write a quick haiku about dia canvas, and he'll read it out after the next song
at the end of the at the end of the show.
Which song should we do next?
I don't mind. What do you have clued up?
We got another song called Pablo Picasso.
Ooh.
We already had one of those. We have another one, so let's do it. Let's get into it. Don't That was Pablo Picasso by Citizen Cope. We try to play at least one song dedicated to our biggest influence, Pablo Picasso, every week. And this week we get two.
Yeah. Mm.
Two songs named Pablo Picasso.
The other it really worked out with the art theme this week.
Yeah. The other weeks we've been doing a really poor job, but we try our best. We definitely try our best.
Yeah, we haven't done a single. We haven't gotten one in.
These are our first two Pablo Picasso songs.
But we try.
Hey guys, this is the Self-Help Half Hour. And what do we do with the Self-Help Half Hour?
Talk we into help. Microphones.
We help people help themselves for an hour every week. And there's no better time to do this than by actively talking to viewers of the show. And that is why we do question time. And it's now time for questions.
I can't wait.
We have a person who wrote in this week. And if you want to write in, you know exactly what to do. Shout into the well, the one in your backyard. Tell it your secrets. Write down what you need to know on a piece of paper and drop it in. Okay, great, nice. We got your message. We need someone.
We can't.
We need a
we
name.
Can't read that. We can't read. Can't possibly read that.
We need a name. This
is radio.
We already have
so much profanity. Jesus, Carla.
This week's theme was art.
Okay.
We need a name for the person who wrote in this week.
Bakes.
Archon Dason.
Last name.
Artson Dason Jones.
Okay.
Artson Dason Jones wrote in. Good morning to CTP and Bags, and a huge get the lights, boy, before they eat us all to the Faust.
Oh no! I can't do it today. You caught me off guard.
You get that reference?
Not at all.
Shawshank Redemption. Long time listener, first time rendezvous dropper. I've never been much of a financial planner, and given the incredible advice you gave last week, I thought I just had to nibble a little advice from your hands like a grateful woodland deer. I am a young millennial, recently moved out and living by myself for the first time, and budgeting is tough. I don't know how people do it. Buying basic supplies and trying not to be crushed by the weight of societal expectation to be clean at least once a day seems almost impossible on the top of other necessities like heat and rent. My new roommate has noticed this, and on account of being a few days late to the old rent party, has started to take a sideways glance into my spending habits. That's cool. I've got nothing to hide, except it's not, and I do. You see, beautiful gurus. Last week, in a particularly hormonal splurge, I stumbled across a BuzzFeed article talking about the insane prices paintings were snapping up in the art world these days. Looking through the testimonies, it seemed like it made perfect sense. People flip houses. Why not spend a month or two's rent on a small piece of entry-level art, wait a month or two for the art market to engorge itself in its own vanity, and throw it at some 28-year-old in media who pretends to know better?
Oh, yeah.
I searched, and I found a 40-foot projection of Leo DiCaprio's increasingly gigantic head, used as a metaphor for climate change. Can you say celebrity culture? It is a surefire if ever I saw one. However, my roommate has already spotted me 2 months' rent, and I'm afraid that if he finds out about this admittedly superfluous expense, he might kick me out. Dear gurus, what to do? Should I tell Rumi about the art and try to get him on board? Or should I try to sell this without telling him and hope it all works out? Thanks, guys. Artson Dason Jones.
Wow.
That's a pretty big question.
That is heavy. That is heavy material.
That's a... Man.
First of all, the art they're describing seems like... I feel like if you already made the investment in art, you can't give it up. Because art only goes up. Including art you've made yourself.
Right.
So you got to hold on to every little thing you make in your life, store it in a garage somewhere, and try to sell it off in 20 years' time. But that's just me. In terms of trying to save, in terms of spending all your rent money on art, I think it's worth it right now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, the little known fun fact is that Tufts' major investment is in rare, exotic art pieces. Our entire endowment is created of pure art.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't actually have cash.
We don't have any cash.
Wow.
No cash.
So
just Wow.
So definitely just follow in Tuff's footsteps because we're great.
Doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well.
The bad thing is all of that art is made from oil. So we're going to have to divest. We're just going to have to sell all that art soon. If the divestment
is performance art.
Absolutely.
It's the performance art by the oil industry.
Paintings.
Oh.
Which is really.
Got it.
What are your thoughts on this topic?
I think in general, forgetting about the art for 1 minute, it's not really your roommate's responsibility to tell you what you spend your money on. And of course, it's a little annoying if your roommate doesn't have his rent, but I feel like that's something that a tenant should take up with the landlord directly. You know, so that's just a rent thing for me. Every tenant to themselves, even if you live together with someone.
Yeah.
You know, because people have different financial situations. In terms of what to spend your money on, should you spend money on art or should you not? Go for it.
I think everyone should be getting on the art ladder early.
Right.
Because you're just going to turn into 45 and you're going to be like, oh, I wish I had spent all that money on art instead of heat
right.
and food that I didn't need. And now I've got kids.
Yeah.
I have to do that. Mm. Like the state has ordered me to.
It's basic survival tactics.
Yeah. I'd say get on the art ladder early, make some contacts.
Yeah.
And then if you can, try and forge some.
What do you guys think of
me looking to the future?
Well, you mentioned it a little bit, but what do you think of the art piece that Leonardo DiCaprio
did? It's a surefire hit.
Surefire hit. Why is that?
I think they're getting it at the wrong time.
Mm.
Selling it right at the end of when Leo won the Oscar and did a climate change based speech for The Revenant obviously would have been the best time to do it.
Oh, it's a little late.
He's going on hiatus right now.
Right.
I think you can have to wait a bit more than 2 months, but if you wait maybe an extra year, the fires of Leo DiCaprio will never die.
Mm.
People will want that art piece. I say it was a good investment, but for the long term, it's not a short term flip like what she's saying.
Very good stuff. Well, Colin, you are an art connoisseur, so I think our viewers at home should listen to you and your views. To our people at home, go find projections of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Beyond that, I have...
Look for that.
I have compiled just a small list of just kind of extra things that I think would really help our viewers.
Oh, great.
Those trying to get into the art world beyond, a 40-piece projection.
Right.
These are 4 quick tips
awesome.
On trying to get in the art world for the
first
time.
Let's hear them. I can't wait.
Okay. 1, prices in art aren't decided by the product, but by the name on the box. But CTP, I hear you cry. I don't have a good name. So change your name.
Change your name.
No one's buying a canvas by Finkelmeyer. How about a canvas from Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet?
Oh, yes.
That one's going to fly off the shelves. 2, art is the biggest scam in the world. Therefore, to get into the art world, you need to start thinking like a scammer. Here's some tips, Faust. Get a pair of gloves and a long trench coat. Change your name and fake your death. Buy a balaclava and go to the Louvre. Steal the Mona Lisa and drop it off at the rendezvous point with the name CTP and the Faust on it. Take the package, don't tell anyone, follow directions to the safe house. Use the remainder of the money in the package to buy a small entry-level art piece. Then sell it for double what you bought it for.
Bam. Mm.
Congrats.
Scammed.
You just took your first step in being a scammer.
Great.
Yeah. Number 3, there's a reason art sellers are called dealers. And that's because it's all too easy to get high on your own supply.
Ooh.
In order to keep profits going, remember to never paint over the art piece you're trying to sell. This could lower the value of the art piece. Hey, man.
Is that really true?
I know this sounds obvious, but too many people I know, they think they're a god because they're dealing art.
Mm.
Then suddenly they've painted a smiley face on an Andy Warhol and all the value's gone down the drain.
Yeah.
It's just not working out. I'd say just take your art. Don't get the need to paint or anything. Just put it away. Don't look at it.
Yeah, they'll add an extra red blotch to a pollock.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God.
Awful.
In the bottom right corner.
No.
Finally, this is my last one. Art is only as powerful as your creativity. Need some creativity? I'm going to throw some words at you. You ready, Faust?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Indescribable. Opaque. Translucent. Non-existent. Ineffacence. Tranquillitrance. A cat wearing little cat shoes.
There you go.
Mm. Hopefully, at least one of those created an image of your in your mind of something you want to draw, something you want to create. I don't know which one, but just let those words come over you, get your creativity going, and try to make some art yourself.
Mm. Thank you.
Because that's the only way to shrug off the hands of death.
Throw those drawings into the well right now.
Yeah,
just we want to see all those drawings
into the well.
CTP, those are some awesome tips. I think our viewers are ready to tackle the art world now. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to find the Mona Lisa at the rendezvous point.
You know. Oh, what? What was that? I don't. I don't know. I mean, you mean like a viewer's like reproduction of the Mona Lisa?
Poster from Newbery Comics of the Mona Lisa?
Oh, yeah. You mean a Simpsons-based reenactment of the Mona Lisa in the Simpsons form?
Yeah, of course. Xerox of the Mona Lisa?
Those are exactly what I mean.
A photograph taken of the Mona Lisa from very far away and blown up and painted? From memory? Yeah, I mean, we got to own the Mona Lisa soon, so.
Very cool. Yeah, can't wait.
It's, yeah.
Dibs. That's really
gonna add it to my, to my collection.
Dibs.
Shucks.
I'm gonna put it next to my Pulp Fiction poster. Yes. All right. Bagel.
Yeah.
I understand you have a question for our viewers.
Yeah, so, you know, like every week that I'm on the show, I like to ask our viewers a question because I deal with a lot of struggles in my everyday life. And if you could all remember, 2 weeks ago now, or two shows ago, I'll just repeat the question that I asked, you know. So I was going on spring break but didn't have any methods for receiving messages whilst I was there since my Airbnb didn't have Wi-Fi and my phone doesn't work once it crosses international waters. And I was nervous because my mother likes to call me every day to make sure I still exist. And I was struggling with what would I tell her in this situation. So we had a few submissions. Thank you all to our loyal fans for writing in, as always. But it really came down to my favorite person, Marinara Saucily, who consulted me for hours and hours about being honest and telling my mom the truth. And so I took her advice, and I came out to her, and I told her that enough was enough. I told her that I was getting rid of my phone for good, and if she wanted to speak with me, she could find me in Mexico. You know, it felt really good being honest with her. I think she really respected me afterwards. You know, little does she know that I still have my phone and I'm using it almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't call you anymore?
She doesn't. She thinks I have no phone.
Wow.
And it really, you know, I just want to give a big shout out. Thanks to my therapist, Marinara, for helping me out with this. Huge shout out to you. Couldn't have been honest to my mom without you.
Okay, well.
How do you have a way to communicate in the future? Or are you just never going to talk again?
Well, technology is ever-changing, Colin. We have no idea what the future entails.
I guess if you ever need to talk to her, you could just go to Mexico because she's probably there looking for you.
She's probably there. Yeah, I'm back now. But I have no way to communicate that with her.
Yeah, she doesn't know you're back.
She has no idea that I'm back. So, Mom, if you're listening to this, hi. I'm sorry if this is coming as a surprise. If you're not listening to this, then tune in next week and you'll know where I am.
Please listen.
So, you know, thanks again to all our writers, our viewers for writing in. I've got one new question. You know, I just moved out of my parents' or my family home, and I've been having some issues painting my new room.
Ooh.
As I thought this was an art-themed week, so I wanted to say painting. So I did.
Cool.
And So the issue is that I can't choose the best color, consistency, general vibe that I want to have in my room. So this week I'd love to ask all of our viewers, you know, there are so many options. I'd love your advice on how you guys paint your rooms and any creative methods that you could pass on to me.
Are you thinking of like a mural type thing or are you thinking like a solid color?
I'm thinking of creativity.
Creativity.
Like what kind of style are we looking for? Are we looking for like one... it like just one like flat color, or like a cubist approach, or like a drip painting, or are we just gonna leave that up to the viewers?
We'll leave that up to the viewers predominantly, but I can throw out some options if you're interested.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll just throw out, you know, people that I would love to help me, you know, Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, Da Vinci Code. Yeah, those are my...
Awesome.
Okay, if any of those guys are listening and want to throw some tips our way, we'd love to read them out next week.
Right.
Yeah. Do we have a poem?
We do have a poem, so...
Can't wait to hear the haiku.
Yeah.
So Krinslow Heffenplatz wrote in, and the word this week is dio canvas.
Dio canvas.
A mishmash of diorama and a canvas.
Yes. So, what was his name? Griffin?
Krinslow.
Krinslow Heffenplatz.
Wonder why I thought Griffin. Krinslow, thank you for writing in. This word was hard. This was tough. This was a tough one, but I do have a poem here.
I was thinking, dio canvas. It's pretty much just a tableau, isn't it? Would tableau have been easier?
Tableau would have been way easier.
Okay, well, let's just do dio canvas. Let's just go
with dio canvas.
Fun fact, there are no words that rhyme with canvas. I just found that out with a quick Google
search.
Yes,
there are.
Yeah.
Ran
this?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Pantheist?
Way. I'm sure Eminem could find at least one.
Well.
Cranfist?
I'll show you what I've got.
Cranfist.
This one's called Utter. This poem is called I'm Really Upset. Okay?
Yep.
I paint at my school. I paint in sheer madness. But how do I paint on a dio canvas?
Oh.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
So there is a word that rhymes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well. You know, if you say it in the right form.
Okay.
I had to you know, moisten my mouth and massage my jaw to
have so you it come had, out you way. Had to speak it
right
out loud.
That was really good. You did surprisingly well with that, intern Bates. You're getting better and better at this poetry. You used to be absolute trash at the poetry.
Yeah. Awful.
And now you're decent at poetry.
Thank you so much.
That I miss Jack though.
Yeah, he really would have killed the last few weeks of this poetry.
Yeah, he would have loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, folks, that's our show.
I had so much fun this week. I can't wait to get more heavily involved in the art world, start going to factory parties again.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, the 60s were a wild time for me, but I can't wait to see what the 2060s entail.
100%. Anyways, folks, I'm DJ Faust.
I'm DJ CTP.
Intern Bags, as always.
We're going to play out with a really cool song also about art. It's what is it, CTP?
Open Mike Eagle's Art Rap Party.
Awesome.
It's about art.
Very cool.
And rap.
We hope you learned something today, folks. You know, we're here, you're over there. There's a wire between us and you, and we hope you learned something.
And we also want to tell you that we always learn things every week on the show from our fans, our viewers, so we really appreciate all the writing that you do.
Thanks so much. Keep it up.
And finally, Medford, we thought the world of you. This is Open Mike Eagle with his hit song, Art Rap Party.
It's a sheltered for battered artists, but nightly contest to see who's been smacked the hardest. We only press half the charges, cause we love the punishment like any other passive martyrs. It's the Stockholm Syndrome. A house full of runaways is not gonna get home. It's not where overly macho men go. We kill bravado with a steel Silverado. 12-step program for pills or the bottle. And right down the hill from a brothel. Sorry, sex addict. Sometimes the party gets cracking. Proven to a soundtrack of R.E.M. sadness.
Fiesta.
We use the term very loosely. We play bit wisp and serve cherry juice drink. Dr. Serengeti has a Burberry mood ring and goes on rant like an absurd Gary Busey.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
Say it with me now.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
We play it backgammon.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
What your Kimball's at?
Ain't no party like an art rap
party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
We just kicking it. With or without shrooms, a boom bap odyssey, arguing how to record the two track properly. Yo, who's that? It's new rap possibly, fucking up my discussion of Bloom's taxonomy. What's the point I was making? Begging on whether Barack is joined with the Masons. Various platforms are poised for the taking, like whether or not Pac was anointed as sacred. Two queens just walked in with grade A faces and low cut ball fades and grade laced Asics. To get them, you need to be talking paid vacations or have original game like James A. Naismith. One of them's knock knee, the other walks pigeon toe. One brought sake, the other brought dinner roll. One wears red lobes, the other's light indigo. One likes Death Note, the other likes Ninja Scroll.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
If you know your moon sign.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
We playing Taboo.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
If you like Chai Tea.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart.
A celebration. Come on, raise your glasses up as Reagan recites a page from Botanica on the life of Jack Kerouac, killing everybody like Iraq air attacks. I know you like to write scary tracks, Princess Superstar would like her mascara back. Somebody's Benz Parazax bringing folks together like the twins in the Parent Trap. Around a fat tire keg, where rappers discussing what other rap writers said. White rapper made a wallet out of black spider's legs, and we all rap about it till the campfire's dead.
Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart. Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart. Ain't no party like an art rap party, cause an art rap party's so smart. Ain't no party like an art rap party. Oh, hey.